It is Sunday, October 28th. I'm in Las Vegas, and yesterday we played bingo, and I didn't win anything. I lost money in Vegas. How is that possible? It's unbelievable. Well, this is Steve's Big Dumb Podcast.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
Things often go unappreciated, Jessica. That's what we've learned, isn't it?
But it should be laughed about. It should be seen. It should be shared with the world.
That's correct. This is Jessica Marciel. You live in Las Vegas, and I'm at your house right now on Saturday, October 27th. You and your fellow Bruce Wilder.
Checking out
very
the
excited.
Pumpkins
We're going
outside.
To have a big, stupid show in just a little bit. And you were telling me about this sign that's on your wall that says, "I'll have a cafe mocha vodka Valium latte to go, please."
I'll have another one with you, too. You know that sign was from the rodeo here.
Really?
Yeah. I went to the rodeo, and you know when they take a break, you go out in the kiosk, you know, to get all the fringy stuff.
Sure. And he said as if he's been to rodeos.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes my students would be performing.
You're a voice teacher,
I'm a vocal
aren't you?
Coach, that's yeah. Right. And I mean, Rowdy McGowan was recording, and he's a pro, but he still takes lessons because, you know, you have to have stamina and breathing and all that. So I was there to see him, and I saw that, and I thought, oh, God, could I use that right now?
You could use a cafe mocha vodka Valium latte to go.
You know, I could use it now very much. Not because of you, but because of life. I could also use one. We should have a recipe online, at least. Because I don't know how to make one.
That is the recipe. Cafe, mocha, vodka, Valium.
Okay,
hard is that?
But how do you put the Valium? You crush it. You put it. How do you do it? What do
Let's
you do?
Let's get hooked up with Starbucks and figure this out. You're listening to Steve's Big Dumb Podcast. Subscribe.
Dum, 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 dum.
Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening. And go to SteveGoody.com for funny songs. And we'll be back in a little bit. Well, Jessica and Bruce here are a couple, and they are a couple of amazing musicians. Amazing musicians, I said. And they have stories between them. I mean, they're each only in their 20s, but they have been on the road for hundreds of years. It's unbelievable. So what's the funniest thing that ever happened?
Well, this isn't really the road, but it's the road on the road.
Oh, okay.
And we were working the Playboy Club, and the leader of our band was a real lush. So we were working the Playboy hotels, and so he was in every city. He had a Playboy bunny waitress.
Uh-huh.
And so this particular night, my boyfriend, who is the bass player in the band, because it gets lonely on the road. And
yeah, you settled for a bass player?
Three times.
Oh, wow.
Three times. Three times in my life.
It's the bottom, man.
It's that bottom, I know. It's
well, no, it's not the drummer.
Well, my father was a drummer. My father was a drummer, so I really never dated a drummer. So anyway, so George, Jorge, and I are coming home, and we get out of the car, and we hear, psst, psst, psst. We're like, what the? And he's naked in the bushes, and she locked him out of their room. So I think that was the funniest.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So we got him a robe or a towel or whatever.
That's where the band One Direction began.
Yes.
They didn't used to be a D in that name. Anyway, thanks you guys. This has been amazing.
I can't wait for the show.
Let's do a big dumb show.
Get dressed. Go to your dressing room. Oh,
I gotta find my robe.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
Hey, I'm going to be in Austin in about a week and a half, rejoining with my old comedy buddy Andy Corwin. Together we are known as Actual Size. So here's a couple of songs from Actual Size.
Let me tell you all a story about a man named Charlie tried to fly out of JFK. He was 2 hours early, 'cause before he boarded, he had to pass the TSA. As he waited in line, he had a chance to read the sign that told him what he'd better not do. But unbeknownst to Charlie, they had changed the regulation. He was carrying too much shampoo. And did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He missed his flight, and then he missed the next one. He's the man who never returned. First they fingerprinted Charlie, ran a lie detector. Then they pulled his credit score up, checked his license and his passport and his high school transcripts, and they made him pee in a cup. Then they strip-searched Charlie, checked his body cavities, and tested his DNA. When he asked for his lawyer, they said, "Sorry, Charlie, you can call from Guantanamo Bay." And did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. Now they've moved him to an undisclosed location. He's the man who never returned. So you citizens who fly, better heed this fable, for the moral is very plain. Next time you travel, remember poor Charlie, it's faster to take the train. And did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. Now you can see his face on the side of a milk carton. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned.
You know, the problem with Christmas carols is that you can really only sing them in December. And we wanted to have a carol that we could sing anytime.
Have a very merry Thursday. It's a special time of week when Thursday bells are pealing and life no longer seems so bleak. Let's open up our presents and carve our Thursday goose and wait for Father Thursday to arrive upon his moose.
You know, we tried to incorporate all of the wonderful family traditions that people associate with Thursdays.
Thursday comes but once a week, but do not shed a tear, 'cause there are more than 50 Thursdays packed in every year, and every single one of them is full of mirth and glee. So stuff your face and break some wind and join the reverie. Have a very merry Thursday, put on your orange fez, and decorate the Thursday tree with milk, bone, Spam, and Pez. Once you've curled your mustache and donned your Thursday clothes, I'll catch you neath the mistletoe and punch you in the nose.
Merry Thursday, merry Thursday.
Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.